Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. You might have seen us drop some of our Supercoach stats this week in the Roo Crew. You would have seen it on social media. And if you're in the Roo Crew, you would have seen it in there as well. These are some of the deepest Supercoach stats you will ever find. To give you a little bit of context, we'll have an audio clip coming up soon that'll probably explain a little bit more. But if you're a Supercoach player and you're looking to get a little bit of an edge in your competition, I would highly advise jumping on these and joining the Roo Crew. Just $2 a week. And these stats, you know, this is only about 10% of the content you get in the Roo Crew as well, but these stats are simply unbelievable. I'll let Wooker explain it all in a minute. So essentially what it was, for the last few years, Natty and Wooker from the Weekly Rubdown, they do Supercoach draft content, and they've always had these incredible stats that have blown my mind. And obviously, draft is pretty niche, so you know, I was one of the few people that was looking at these stats each and every week. And what I was actually doing is I was taking the information, I was translating it to Supercoach Classic for years, and it was helping me out heaps, especially with my pod plays. You look at the Cola play last year, it was off the back of their stats that I went, the back end of the season, that took me from about 7,000 to finishing in the top 1%. That was fantastic, mate. A lot of players using their stats over the years, and I went to them in the preseason. I said, hey, I'm going to be launching the Roo Crew. I want to have the best Supercoach stats that I possibly can in there and something unique. I need you to translate what you do to Supercoach Classic. So we went through it a few times. We tinkered with it all fucking off season. It was a bit of a nightmare, to be honest with you. But we finally got it to a point where I think it's really going to help you Supercoach Classic players. Very unique stats. Once again, Wooker, I'm about to drop the audio here for you guys to listen to and let him explain it all because he's the master behind it all. But I really do think these Supercoach stats are absolute gold. The link is in the description of this podcast if you want to come and join the Roo Crew. Come in, check out the stats, decide whether you like it or not. We're going to explain it all in the audio today, but there are three. It's a three-prong attack with these Supercoach stats. The first one is the deep analysis, which is just going to be too much information for you to possibly comprehend. The next bit is going to be an article, The Trade Assist, written by Wooker, where he goes through the stats and gives his thoughts on it, a little bit more context. And then the last bit will be on a Thursday. So those two coming on a Wednesday, then on a Thursday, I'll drop a video strictly in the Roo Crew, nowhere else, where I give my thoughts on it, my takes on it, and how it's, you know, affecting or changing my trades or my moves that week, and answering the questions that you guys have sent in off the back of it. So fantastic content in there. Honestly, there's going to be too much for you to consume every week, but I think these stats, they aren't the be-all and end-all. They're not going to decide your trades for you, but they are a fantastic weapon to have in your arsenal, and you'll pick and choose when to use them, what to use. They might help you sway certain decisions in certain directions or move away from certain things. It is just so worth having. It's in the Roo Crew right now. The link is in the description. $8 a month. It is $2 a week. Plus, you're getting, honestly, like 10 to 15 extra hours worth of content in there as well. My thoughts throughout the weekend on all the games and everything. It really is fantastic. I was lucky enough to have Wooker in the studio yesterday to explain, just to go through and really basically explain everything that is in these stats, what they mean, what they're useful for, all that sort of stuff. It is a fantastic chat. I'm going to put it in this podcast now for you guys to have a listen to. This is only in the Root Crew. No one else is seeing or hearing these stats anywhere, strictly in the Root Crew. I would highly advise you come over and check them out. Have a look around, see if you like them or not. If you don't and you don't think they're useful, by all means, jump out of there. Completely good as gold. But I personally think you'll find a lot of value in them. I'm going to hand over now to myself and Wooker to explain what the Supercoach stats in the Root Crew are all about.
All right, Root Crew. Now, you would have seen earlier today, we dropped the Supercoach Classic deep dive stats and the trade assist. Now, the man behind all of it is the great Wooker from the Weekly Rubdown. I'm sure as you guys are guru people, you'd be well aware who they are. Natty and Wooker from the Weekly Rubdown. They've been my draft boys for a very, very long time. They've been in the game for ages and they've been brewing up these stats for years now. Mm. And for years, I've been following along with them and they are purposed for draft. And I've actually been repurposing them, shoehorning, if you will, using those to my advantage in the classic world. And, you know, the boys have always been draft focused, but I went to them at the start of this year and I said, hey, there's legs to do this for classic and I think there's a bigger audience that you can reach as well. So Wooker's been deep in the lab for the last few months, working his little dick to the bone, getting this sorted.
Oh, it's little.
And now we have a fantastic product, which you guys would have seen today. Now, I'm going to get him in his own words to just go through and explain what it is, how it came about, but most importantly, how you guys apply it week to week. Because to be honest with you, there is a lot to take in there. There is a fuckload of stats and everything to take in there. But once you actually understand it and you're shown how it all works, it is really quite simplified once you understand it. It might take you 2 or 3 weeks, so you've really got your head around it all, but I think this will help you a lot. Wook, welcome in, bro. How are you?
Cheers, Roo. Yeah, it's been a long time in the making. We've had a number of incarnations of how to get the stats database to kind of work. We initially were just tracking like point scoring, but then look, Natty and I kind of realised that it's about the position defensive deficiencies that's the issue, and tracking where the points are being scored against is probably one of the more important things. So yep. We can look at matchups and all that sort of stuff a bit better, and leading into the strength of schedules and things like that. So look, we've been changing around how stats are undertaken. So each week we'll go through, we take out the points scored for each statistical position. So if a left wing scores on the left wing, we assign it to the left wing. That would conversely be scored against the right wing. So we track that as well. So we've got both the scoring points as well as the defensive score points conceded as well. So look, it's definitely something that you can use on a week-to-week basis for matchups, and then you can also just track the defensive form and attacking form of certain positions for key teams. So one of the items that we've got in there, and it's been raised in the Roo Crew, was about the percentage overall. Now, that's just tracking the percentage of overall points scored by the team at that position. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at, say, the Warriors this week, their left centre is scoring 8.9% of their overall points through RTS. So that's where that kind of leans into. So if they're heavily focused in that side of the field, obviously if they've got a good matchup, they're going to be scoring most of their points down that corridor. So we track through, and then if you look at the last few weeks, there's been a buttload of injuries. So we look at players that come in and fill in at that injured position, and we look to average out the points scored. So we have a truer reflection of how many points have been scored at the position. Rather than just putting in the 2 points scored by Teddy, we've got an actual accurate representation about how many points were scored by Manu and Teddy at fullback. So that way it's a bit more of an aggregated average, and it's more usable stats, really.
Yeah, for sure. And no one else is doing this. You will not find this anywhere else. So take the weekend, for example. Wook just gave you the example. Teddy went down, so they took Manu's points in there. When Garrick went down, you took Burbo's score for the other 73 minutes or whatever it be. So no matter what happens, the boys are taking it all in. You know, like it just covers absolutely everything. And the beauty of what I love so much about this is that because the boys are draft players like me, they have the stats for every single fucking player and position imaginable. Now, do you need them all for Classic? Probably not, but I'll give you the hot tip. They're worth having, especially when you're getting into your pod plays, because me, Timmy, Beers and Break Evans, every other content creator out there, we're all talking about the same dudes. Yeah. Whereas in draft, we're talking about absolutely everyone. And this is where the back end of last year – I looked at their stats that they had, lined it all up and went, you know what, in the last 3 weeks, I'm going to go with Kohler. And he scored me about 300 points and pushed me into that top 1,000 last year. And it was all off the back of these stats. It is just, it is so underrated what the boys are doing. And I'm fucking stoked that I've managed to hitch you to my wagon. I'm super fucking excited.
No, we're happy to be here. And look, off the back of the general stat sheets that we do put out on the Wednesday, we've got another one, which is a classic trade assist. And that does help identify the moves that you're going to make. So it goes through from a pure statistical basis. So based on how they've been scoring at a certain position, and then look at what the future is looking like for their matchups. So if they've got a poor strength of schedule and they're coming off a good strength of schedule, they might be sell targets. But then we level that off with their average point scored at the position and compare that against their break even to see whether they're actually a sell target. And we put the comb through it, update some of the recommendations if they don't pass the sniff test. So yeah, everything's covered, but as with everything, you need to put your own thought into your decisions. Go on vibe, go on some of the research that you've done, because if there's positional changes, there's changes in team form and things like that, it's obviously going to have an impact to these selections.
And I think that's a very big point. As I've been saying the last few days, this is it's one of the weapons in your arsenal.
Oh,
it is not the be-all and end-all. You know, this will lead you to water. It's not going to make you drink, though. So you have to still apply your own things. For me, I'm actually not a huge stats guy in general. I'm more of a vibe sort of guy. But these are the ones that I rely on. And these are the ones that when I've got an idea or someone I want to go to, I go to the boys' stats and I have a look. Okay, based on strength of schedule and what's to come and all that, which is what's important in Classic, where are they sitting? Are they in the green or are they in the red?
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I usually go by vibe until I get to maybe two or three players that I'm making a decision on, and then it's just stats, baby. That's what makes the decision for me.
And I think, like, even if you want to take it a step further, guys, like if you're, you know, putting on your bets for the weekend and stuff and you're looking at players, this is where this stuff can get really, really juicy as well. Your matchups, as far as that goes, as you all know, I very rarely win a bet. But when I'm trying to go simple and not build huge same game multis, this is the way to go, because it is literally laid out for you every single week. And we'll have the first post will be the deep dive stats. They will come out every Wednesday at midday, and then at 1 p.m. we will then have the trade assist. So you can take in your stats. An hour later, you'll get the trade assist, which is sort of applying your vibe to it that one. So Walk will go through and explain to you his thoughts and everything based on the stats. What do you read into that? And sometimes it'll be as simple as, hey, look, the stats say this, but you know, for example, I think we were talking last night, a guy like Morgan Smithies, I think it was.
Yes.
The stats sort of said no. And I sort of messaged Walker and I went, well, hold on. Like, the context is that Corey Horse was out. He just played 80 minutes. Like, doesn't that mean a positive for him? Walker said, yeah, fucking oath it does. This is where you've got to also use your context.
Absolutely. And things will happen after the drop as well that, yeah, you need to apply that to the stat sheets themselves, because sometimes there's obviously going to be news that comes out about certain players, like with Horsburgh being out for a longer period of time, that needs to be applied.
Or, for example, Joey Marnie, you're obviously not going to look at his last four games at centre. You're going to look at his last four games at fullback and take it from that and use your own vibe. Yeah. Once again, I think we're lucky. We're very lucky in that this isn't going out to the general population. This is going out to a concise group of people that are keen enough to pay for Supercoach content, that obviously know their Supercoach well enough to be able to utilize this as a weapon. And there are other things out there, like Timmy Williams on his website. There's some incredible stuff there too. And we're just saying on Beers and Break Evens today, they should be two weapons in your arsenal that you use every single week.
Two very different approaches to it, and equally valid as well. Because I use these on a weekly basis, obviously. And look, it stands out. Like, a lot of the defensive deficiencies stand out with these stats. And like you were saying, leading into the ATSs, so look, Morgan Harper concedes a lot of points.
Yeah.
You want to be targeting a player who's coming up against him.
Yeah.
And things like that.
And for sure, like, when you have a look at some of these stats, for example, like when I look through them and there's some of the guys that say sell in red, and like a lot of the time they aren't actually like classic relevant sort of guys.
Yeah.
You guys just know to eyeball that and pick and choose what you want, because there's going to come a few times throughout this year where your $2 a week to get this stuff is going to nab you a fantastic pod that no one else is, one, looking at or even fucking talking about.
Yeah. And one of the things that we look at for the strength of schedules is we look at the three games that have just been played. We look at how difficult the teams are that they've come up against. And then We assess based on their average whether they've outperformed or underperformed against those teams, and then look forward and see what their strength of schedule is. And look, these strength of schedules are based on the defenses conceding points to their position, their specific position. So left centers, you're looking at RTS and co. And look, it's specific to the position. So it's not just an overarching strength of schedule, which we do as well. It's something different. And it's something that is tailor-made to help you make decisions.
And I think one thing to note that at the moment, all these games are based on, all these stats are based on a 5-game sample size.
And it's going to get better as the season goes on.
Yeah, it's only going to get better because by the time we get to round 15, all of a sudden you're looking at a 15-game sample size. We know this shit inside out. Teams aren't having a big preseason and going big for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It's back-to-back NRL. This shit's hard. And teams, in the first 5 weeks, teams can lie to you about who they are.
Absolutely.
Week 15, there's no porky pies anymore. That's you know who's who in the zoo and how they're going to go. So it's only going to improve as the season goes. But, mate, I am stoked with this. It's going to be unreal. So we're going to have Wednesday midday. The stats deep dive will drop. Wednesday 1 p.m., Wook's thoughts on it. Then Thursday morning, only in the Roo Crew. These are not going to be anywhere else. No one else is going to see them except you guys. I'm going to go through on a podcast and a video like this and give my thoughts on it. And it might be that I agree with everything the book said. I might disagree. I might just have a vibe call where I go, hey, I reckon this is the one to get on. I like this for the next 3 weeks. There might be injuries that are occurring or whatever that I think someone might get a bit upside. There's an absolute stack to go into. And it'll be interesting to see, like, when you see, you know, each week a lot of the content creators are all suggesting the same similar things.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of times where these things sort of debunk that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even though the stats debunk it, maybe I'll just go, no, I still vibe with what everyone else is saying.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to look back and just to sort of take it all in.
Yeah, and a lot of the decisions you'll need to make are obviously based in two different veins. So one of them you'll be chasing cash generation early on in the season. But obviously towards the back end of the season, you're going to be looking for those extra points from your pod plays, left, right and centre. So that's where what you're looking at from these sheets will slightly shift from about halfway through the season onwards.
Yeah, as they should, as all of our mindsets will shift 100%. As well. Mate, is there anything else you want to add into this for context for them?
I think that covers a lot of it. So, got to use your own vibe. You've got to obviously use information that you've gained through looking at content, looking at what news has come out as well, because the stats are the stats. They can only tell you so much. You need to put a comb through it with certain information that you've got at hand.
Yeah, and I think that's the key point here, that stats are stats. They tell part of the story. They don't tell the whole story. And, I mean, you only have to look around the NRL at the moment at all the injuries and everything going on, that you do need to use a bit of context yourself, which, you know, Wook's going to apply in his article. I'm going to use it in my video that I'll do each week as well. And you guys just use your general vibe as well. At the end of the day, you guys make – the trades that you choose to make, you take this information on and then you apply it. But there is just so much for you to take in here. It's not even funny. Now, obviously you're in the Roo Crew, which is fantastic, but the boys also have their own Patreon that they've been working very hard at over the last few years. Incredible stats in there and whatnot. Obviously very niche to Supercoach Draft. But honestly, if you're not, like, I'm a huge Supercoach Classic guy. I love it. But draft is my passion. I guarantee you, if you can get 5 or 6 mates together and play draft and follow the lead of these boys, it just takes you to another level, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's the best format. And I think it's the pennies are going to drop at some point, and there's going to be more investment into draft. And there needs to be, because all you have to do is look at NFL fantasy. Yep. Classic doesn't exist.
Yep.
It's all draft-based. So I think, look, they've started by adding the flex position and certain other things. I think it's going to snowball at some point. And we're just hoping that happens in the next few years, because there needs to be some more investment.
And, mate, I can even see, like, and I'm sure it's the same with you guys, but, like, I remember a couple of years ago I'd put up draft content and get fuck all views. No one cared.
Exactly.
Mate, I dropped a thing about my draft game the other day and 30,000 people watched it.
I mean, you tried being a draft podcaster a few years ago.
It's brutal. It's tough, but it is growing.
Yeah.
It is growing without a doubt.
That is true. And, look, there are some diehard Supercoach draft players out there, and look, we've got a lot of them following us, and look, shout out to those guys, because they are the guys that keep draft alive. And we need them.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Wook, we said we'd be short and sharp. We've probably carried on a little bit, as we tend to do.
That's right, but we're
going to leave you there, guys. This is obviously going to be pinned to the top of the Roo Crew, especially if you guys look at it over the next few weeks whilst we're getting used to the stats and everything. But yeah, we'll have Wook on probably another time throughout the year.
Yeah.
You're only around the corner, actually. Manhandling him in there a few times during the year to talk to you guys and give you a few updates. But if you have ever got any questions, guys, Wook's obviously in the Roo Crew and he can talk to me if not. If you have any questions about how to use it, obviously please post them. And if you have any feedback of how you want to see it improved or whatnot, please let us know. And Wook is always like, fuck, the amount of times in this preseason we went back and forth, me wanting to add more specific things and whatnot, and Wook just made it all work. Comes across like a village idiot on the podcast sometimes, but he's a fucking genius.
Calculating the break-evens almost broke me.
Yeah, so, I imagine it would have. Yeah. it's a different world out here. Yeah. Very tough. But yeah, any changes, any feedback, we want to hear them from you guys because we want to give you the best product that we possibly can. I think it's pretty close to it now. There's always stuff that we can add in and improve on. So cheers, mate. I appreciate you as always.
No drama.
We'll see you throughout the year.
Loving your style, mate.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.